friend. I missed you. How was your weekend? How's everything? Summer vacation's coming up for many of you, and I'm wondering what your plans are. Are you reinventing yourself? Who do you want to be? What do you want to let go of? I have so many questions for you as a coach, of course. And I also have some tips for you to reinvent yourself starting today. Yes, I am very enthusiastic because I'm actually organizing a new event called Reinvent Yourself. Yes, how'd you guess? In Spanish. But pretty soon I'll have it in English. So I'll give you the date so that you can actually enroll and we could get, I was going to say down and dirty, which is something that I consider really important, not just to go deep into what we actually do want in our lives, but to go deep into cleaning and organizing the spaces, as I told you, because it's something that really makes a difference. And even though I'm a Virgo, I'm supposed to be a neat freak, I really am not. And I have so many places of mess and dirt, like I told you. But yeah, let's get down and dirty on what we actually want to actually have in our lives and what we want it to look like from the external. But how do we want to feel? For me, it's the most important thing. So that's my first tip for today. Write down everything that comes up when you ask yourself, how do I want to feel? Because feelings create, guess what? Our results through our actions. Like when I feel determined, I'm going to do this podcast episode right now, even though I could also record my videos and I could also do this and pick up the plate that I just picked up, by the way. It's like so many things competing for our attention sometimes, but when we focus, we can create actual advancement by doing one thing at a time. Yes, I consider that we must do that. And that's just like an additional tip. And this plate has a bunch of ants because I talk about mess. I left it out there. I had eaten some, what was it here? Actually, the whole meal, but I had the plate underneath, so I only cleaned the upper plate, and then this one, I had forgotten to do it. So you see how important it is? I want to feel good with myself. I want to feel determined to do what I want to do, even though there's distractions and there's dirty dishes in the sink sometimes, right? Maybe every day. There's laundry to do. There's phone calls to get back to people, and there's always like a huge to-do list for most of us who are active and functional and excited about life, aren't we? That's another one. I like to feel excited about life, and that's something that comes very easily for me, thank gosh, because of what I teach, because of what I do, because of what I practice. Yet excited is a feeling that can go up and down. You know, like you can be excited about doing something and then you're like, oh, this takes work. I'm like, oh yeah, let's get down and dirty and actually do the work that's necessary. Like we do thought work, which is to analyze what we're thinking that brings our feelings forward. For instance, how can I feel determined and disciplined to exercise, which is one of the things that we all want to do, right? And I decided I'm going to do weight training twice a week, no matter what. And I could change the day, like it could be Monday and Wednesday, it could be Tuesday and Friday. I mean, I could alternate as long as I have that 48 hours of rest, you see? But for me, being determined means I'm going to do it anyway, even if I don't feel like it, even if I'm like, oh, you know, unless I'm really, really sleep deprived and haven't eaten at all. And even that won't deter me from doing my weight training because I decided it was really important for me. You know, it might be really important for you to dance. That's something else I decided. So I'm determined to dance every single week, at least once a week, you know, for real. Like, let's dance. What are you determined about? You're determined about running a marathon, like my brother. You want to do swimming, like my other brother. You want to swim, you want to run, you want to hike, you want to bike like my sister. Like, what do you like to do? Why am I thinking about my family right now? And I'm watching my 500 birds feed themselves. You see how lucky I am? And it's also really good, by the way. I always give you tips within tips. Bear with me. I think that some people think I'm just, you know, not getting to the point, but the point is be determined. And that's one of my favorite feelings, because sometimes you're excited about something and then you're like, ugh, discouraged. Why? Because things get in the way, because there's obstacles. But let's let the obstacles be like the rungs on the ladder. Let's let them be like the steps to your success. So don't let anything nor anybody get in the way of your determination to succeed. And succeeding means your business, succeeding means your work, whatever you're doing to create money, whatever you're doing to feel good about yourself. Be determined and excited and all the good things, right? We don't want to be discouraged, right? We don't want to be frustrated when we're creating. Yet, you know, in coaching, what we do is we go through different feelings that we're actually feeling. You know, it's not like we're going to buffer away, nor are we going to escape the bad feelings. We all have them because we're human. The thing is that we're going to focus on the thoughts that actually bring us that discipline, for instance. And so I'm going to share with you three thoughts that help me get the discipline to actually do what I said I was going to do. Whether it's sports, whether it's business, whether it's, you know, getting a poster done, which I did with determination and a lot of focus, by the way. And these thoughts are, I want to do it for me. Another thought, I know there's many, many thoughts, right? But these are the ones that I use the most. I love what I'm creating, so I will do whatever it takes. And another thought that helps me get that discipline is, I'm going to do it anyway. So when you are so adamant and so unstoppable and so relentless about getting your things done because it's important for you, because you have a why, because you have a purpose, because you have kids, you want to be an example of what's possible for your kids, you want to be healthy for your kids, for your family, for your partner, for your husband, if you're a woman and you're straight. That's another thing, because we are in Pride Month, and I think we should all be proud of who we are, and we're all valuable. We may have different preferences as adults. I just say, hey, teachers, leave the kids alone. And one of my, that was like a message that I threw out this weekend, because there's something going on that I don't agree with, because, you know, grooming kids to do certain things that are not natural or that are not in their preference necessarily. It's like, you know, it's like programming, you know, so I'm not a fan of MK Ultra and all the programming that we have been subjected to, but that's another story and that's kind of negative. So not that we can't see through that, but that's not the objective of this podcast episode. I want to lift you up. I want to talk about things that are really good. And mainly, it's just a preference. You know, you have a sexual preference and great, you know, and it's up to you, whatever you do. But, you know, sometimes we have to speak in this language. It's like, I have to say they. No, I don't have to say they. I can say I'm she and I love a he and whatever. And it's like, I don't like being programmed to do certain things so that other people can be comfortable. I'd rather ruffle people's feathers. And still, you know, you guys know, because sometimes people will say, you know that I'm gay or you know that I'm bi. I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do. Okay. And another one is like, okay, I'm trans. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, you know, I really do accept and love people no matter their preferences, as long as they're adult preferences. And also that brings me to food, because some people think that I'm going to make them be vegan. If you don't want to be vegan, that's fine. But at least I recommend, you know, that we eat more plant-based because it's the way, okay? So another thought that is a bonus that helps me be disciplined to, let's say, do my intermittent fasting and be vegan is I can do this because I have the reasons, because I love my reasons, okay? I love talking from the heart, because sometimes I come up with ideas that I wouldn't have written. And then, you know, I'll probably take notes to do my version in Spanish. But basically it's that. It's like, how do you want to feel to be with that determination to get to where you want to get, you know, to do what you want to do? And the feeling is so strong. The feeling is grounded. The feeling is cemented in your desires. Because, yes, I believe that whatever we desire is going to lead us into our, by the way, I'm sitting down now at the dinner table where I had picked up that plate, and it's like, okay, good. Now I'm even more grounded, even though I like to be walking around. Okay, so I'll probably get up again. And isn't it amazing that we can actually make a podcast from a phone and just talk about what we consider is good and helps us and helps our students? In my case, it helps my clients, my students, and it helps you if you're open to it, to have that determination of what your feeling is going to be. That could be determination. It could be groundedness. It could be just feeling centered is a good one for me. I like to feel certain that no matter what, I'm going to find the man that I want to love, that loves me and cares about me and is a good guy to be with, you know? You see, that's something that is uncertain, but I feel certain that he's looking for me as I'm looking for him. It's like, I'm going to find my best match. And yes, I have dates and I'm dating, okay? So it's fun. And it's part of my reinvention, okay? So back to our reinvention. Yes, how do you want to feel in that new you, okay? Number two, how do I want to change in the sense of whatever is important for you? Let's say your personality, your attitude towards life in general, okay? Let's say I want to be a person who's mostly calm, cool, collected, and centered. That's me, okay? How do I do that? So I let go of what doesn't serve me. For instance, I have let go of worrying about things that I can't do anything about. I have let go of helping people who don't want to be helped, really. I have let go of the guilt. Talk about feelings. You see, it's always about feelings. Let go of the guilt of, let's say I'm doing really well and I'm feeling amazing, and then other people are feeling terrible and they're not doing so well. And so I felt guilty. It's like, oh, if I'm doing my podcast or I'm doing my videos, it's like I almost felt guilty that I wasn't able to help them. But it's not my responsibility. So I'm letting go of that guilt that it was ingrained in me, I think programmed from childhood, probably my Catholic upbringing, and I don't want to blame churches either, and you know, I'll rock people's boats anytime because I always believe in God mostly, not in churches nor anything made by humans. I love humans, of course, but I love animals even more because animals are more natural than humans. Anyway, so who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? And so if I want to show up very calm, I basically become unavailable to everything that makes me feel guilty or ashamed or nervous or, you know, that anxiety. I think I've had a lot of anxiety my whole life. And I realized now that I've done so much work on myself that I have no panic attacks anymore. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to have one at some point, you know, a very scary situation that could be, right? But I used to have panic attacks almost every day, and I used to have like nausea because I was forcing myself to do things that were like, I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do that. No, you're not supposed to do anything. You're not supposed to do anything that Monica recommends either. This is just a suggestion. You do whatever resonates with you. You do whatever feels good to you. So if it feels good to me, to be recording this, I am doing it, baby. I am just going, baby. Don't take it personally, okay? I am doing it, man. And what if you're not a man? So excuse me also. It's like, okay, I'm doing it, Monica. I'm talking to myself now. I can't be offended by my own words. Anyway, so it's like, okay, I become available to everything that is nature, that is my babies, Rica Millonaria, who's right here. Osita Rica Millonaria Valentina is her full name, my doggy. My male doggy's name is Rudolph Rico Millonario Valentino. Yes. And I love my doggy. So they make me feel like, so relaxed. I go in nature, you know, what do I want to do? It's like, it's funny because we have the model that we use is all, is in a certain, oh my gosh. Okay. The thing is that our thoughts create our feelings, right? So what do I have to think in order to create calm? It's like, I want to think everything that leads me to gratitude. I mostly feel love towards my animals, towards my yard, just being in nature. And so it's like, I'm so lucky to be in this yard. I'm so lucky to have these trees. I'm so lucky to have these herbs. I'm so lucky to have these doggies. And even if they're not so easy to be taking care of elderly dogs, if I really want them to stay healthy all the time with organic food and just lots of beautiful care, it takes work. It takes hours of work, you know, to prepare their food and so many things that I would not even want to let go of. It's like, I want to do what resonates with me to feel good about myself, about the way I take care of my dogs, the way I take care of my family, the way I help people in any way I can. Let's say for me, it's easier to send money than to help them change their mindset, especially if they don't want to change their mindset, nor their nutrition, and they just want to eat junk. It's like, what can I do? It's like, if they choose to eat all those refined flours and dairy, I used to get like, so frustrated. And now I'm mostly in this calm place where I just allow people to be themselves because they have the right to be themselves. And I can't control what they do, even if I would love to help them and shake them. It's like, hey, you can work. You can do this. You're capable. Okay? You can change your life. You can change your physiology. You can change your health to good health instead of being in that pit. And so, yes, I go through a lot of frustrations, but I let them go. It's like I process all my emotions, even though all the negative ones in quotes. And, you know, sometimes I get angry because people don't follow my recommendations or what I consider the best, which is eat lots of fruits and lots of beans and lots of fiber, you know, fiber power. Anyway, so that's it. It's like, I'm going to take a little break here, excuse me, because who I want to be depends on what I'm thinking and therefore feeling, right? So our thoughts create our feelings fuel our actions create our results, okay? That's how it works, and that's why I'm talking about all this. And the third tip I'm going to give you is really important to reinvent yourself starting now. So if you're interested in joining me for a live event very soon, let me know. You can DM me at Monica Sancio on Instagram. And a note from myself to my future self is that you are becoming who you want to be and who you decide to be. And it all depends on you. So whatever doesn't depend on yourself, whatever depends on other people, we're going to leave out of the equation. Deal? Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, so now the actions are going to match your feelings and the identity that you decided. So if you decided you're going to be a healthy person from now on, because that's how you want to show up for yourself and for others, you want to be healthy in mind, body, emotions, and spirit, then you're going to choose foods that are good for you, okay? Whatever that looks like for you, because I can't make you not eat dead animals. That's up to you, right? But I would say, hey, let's leave out all the dead stuff and eat organic, fresh foods from your own yard, if possible. Okay, I'm still not there, okay? But this is something that I'm creating. I already envision that. Talk about my future self. It's like, wow, you know, to grow my own papayas. I'm doing that already. Growing my own bananas. I'm doing a little bit of that because there's not that many. I consume at least like 50 kilos of bananas, right? Between my birdies, doggies, and me. It's a lot. Anyway, so it's like I take actions. I dress nicely, okay? This is something that may seem superficial. So I choose the foods that are good for me, the drinks that are good for me, if you want to be a healthy person, right? So what is good for you? What feels good in your body? I bet coconut water feels amazing. I bet lemon water feels great in your body. I bet you feel amazing after eating watermelon. I have two big watermelons right here that I'm going to be cutting probably in one of my lives. By the way, last week I decided I was going to make a live every single day and talk about actions. Actions are what's going to lead your results. So the actions obviously come from the feeling of that discipline and that determination and that certainty that you're going to achieve what you want, right? So, you know, you go out there and you buy oatmeal, but not just any oatmeal. You see, I bought these 12 packages of oatmeal that you can listen, you see, all this oatmeal is actually whole oatmeal, whole grain, okay? Just like when I buy lentils, and I have some beets here that I gotta put in the fridge, by the way. Beets are amazing. So you choose your best foods like beets, like lemons, like herbs, like avocados that I have over there, you know, brown rice. So much brown rice in this house. So I'm very, very happy because I have that feeling of abundance and a feeling of health and a feeling of, hey, let's feed healthy thoughts to our brain for it to want to be healthy. It's like it's healthy to actually have your own back, to actually support your dreams. Like if my dream is to have all my food grown in my backyard, imagine that. Then I'm very happy because I have a healthy approach to that, and I won't be going against it. I want to be my best friend, you know, as I've told you before, that being your best friend really pays off because there's a lot of back, how would you call it, pushback and backlash, I think that's a word. Correct me if I'm wrong. You could always DM me and we can be friends, okay? Go ahead, at Monica Sancio, S-A-N-C-I-O. And, you know, I'm here for the long haul to be going for my dreams and actually achieving my dreams as I have, because one of my dreams was to stay home and make a business from home, and I did. And I have reinvented myself many times over in many, many different ways. But let's say, you know, even the dresses that I chose, the business suits, you know, when I was out there going to corporate events, I just love the way I have chosen, you know, the clothes for myself. And I do that pretty well for other people, as I told you. So, you know, styling yourself is a way to love yourself and, you know, have a healthy approach means like you have your boundaries. You don't let just people step over your dreams. They might try to, but you take your actions, okay? So taking your actions, you know, could mean having those boundaries with people. Like, you know, I would make a whole episode about that. It's like how to not let other people discourage you from your dreams, okay? Because I have a lot of people who do. And they might criticize my yard. They might say that it looks like a jungle. Sometimes it does. And like I said, it's like I'm human. And also, I decide what I want. You know, I don't want a little park with a bunch of grass. No, no, no. I want real food growing. And so I back myself up. And even if nobody else cares, I'm happy because from 2 potatoes, we got like 20 potatoes already growing. So I'm like, okay, we might have potatoes grown in my backyard, all organic gardening, all thanks to the, you know, the compost piles that we created that everybody criticized. But here we are, thanks to the compost. And that's the thing, you know, to be on your way towards your dreams takes guts. And it really, I think following your gut, following your heart, and also, you know, just keeping up that courage, no matter the fears that you may have, that your own brain could be reminding you of, oh my God, what are people going to think of you? Oh my God, you're not like other people. Other people just buy junk and all they do is drink alcohol. And I'm like, okay, that's them. I don't have to drink alcohol. I don't have to eat junk and all that refined stuff, you know? If people want to do that to their bodies, that's their choice, right? So anyway, these are examples of actions you take when it comes to nutrition. When it comes to exercise, definitely, you know, also you can go shop if you want to and if you have the funds. Go ahead. It's like start with a pair of dumbbells like I did. And then you add the elastic tubing, and then you add another pair of dumbbells that's heavier. Like I have so many weights in my practically my gym, in my studios. I'm so lucky because I've been collecting them. Just like I collect clothes that feel good to my body. And, you know, I have new dresses coming up. I have new boxes coming in and new outfits that feel really good for me. They reflect who I am and who my new reinvented version is going to be. So I'm just so excited about my life and what it's going to look like on the outside. And then, like I said, okay, exercise means maybe getting a trainer to train you at home, to train you either at home physically or online, like I do when I do my coaching. I could train you if you want. There's so many things that you can do on your own. You know, some things are like purchased. Other things are just, hey, I'm going to actually block out half an hour every single day to go walking. I'm not available for half an hour. You see? So your new reinvented self is going to respect herself or himself or they self. You see, I don't know how to say that. To be politically correct. So I may not be the most politically correct in this changing world. And I don't have to agree with all the changes that people are doing, but that's their life, right? So anyway, back to my life. I just want to leave you with many, many actions that you could possibly take when it comes to exercise. It's like, okay, go to the park, go to the gym, get a buddy to go with you. Definitely get help. I consider to get the support. I love to have teachers. I mean, I decided I'm going to go dancing and I just took a certification last Friday. So 3 days ago, I decided that. And, you know, I could say I could make my own certification, but that doesn't mean I don't like learning from other people, you see? So that's really important for me. And when it comes to attitude, I think I have given you lots of thoughts that are going to help you stay in the feeling that you want and therefore achieve the dreams because you're taking the actions towards that. So once you feel that, I'm going to go with determination and discipline again. Let's try discipline, okay? So you have the discipline to actually pick up that pair of weights that you bought and actually use it as many times as you said. You said you're going to do it 2 times a week like I am. Okay, grab those weights and start working out them. I would say first warm up, but anyway, you know what I mean. It's like, okay, use them because many of us have a bunch of equipment. And did I say that I was going to say need, I want, and I'm going to get heavier weights because it's like I already, I can lift my weights very well. Of course, I could do more reps. I could actually do more intensity, higher intensity with the weights that I already have. And the kettlebells are quite heavy, so I can still work with the ones I have. But yeah, why not want more? You could always want more. And definitely in your actions, write down all the actions you're going to do when it comes to exercise, nutrition, and attitude. I'm going to have the discipline to follow through on my plan. And if my plan had, you know, some aerobic, you know, cardiovascular exercise and the resistive and the flexibility, I would say flexibility is the least talked about because, you know, it doesn't really burn that many calories. You know, it's not just about calories. And that's another thing that I would like to talk about with you soon, because guess what? The most important action that we can take towards staying young and mobile and therefore independent for life is what? Stretching. Yes, stretching in all directions, our hips, everything. We need to stretch, even our necks. So stay limber, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to help you reinvent yourself. Ask me, DM me, so that you can actually enjoy the whole experience. It's going to be organized. It's going to be having all these materials. You're going to have it all written down as well as me talking to you and having videos, and you can interact. So it's going to be a live event in English online. And yeah, let me know how I can help you become the best version of yourself, because that's what it's about. Who do you really want to be? Ask yourself, how do you want to show up and how do you want to feel? Because when you feel so good about yourself, nothing can bring you down. Yeah, for a few seconds. Like last night, let me tell you this, I got a little down because I saw so many negative things. And I said, okay, before going to sleep, I'm not going to be checking any social media at all, because there's so much that I don't agree with what's going on. But then, you know, fighting with reality is probably not the best use of my time. But anyway, it's like I can give my opinion, and I did, about a few things that are going on and a lot of sad things in the world. But we don't want to be robots. So obviously, most of the time, I am excited about my life. And I love feeling, woo, that, oh, yes, let's go. That grit, okay? That perseverance. Okay, the feeling of perseverance is amazing as well. And I could go on and on and on, but it's time to go. So thank you so much for joining me. DM me to help you. And see you on my next episode, okay? Remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more, get physical, woo, and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do want, remember your desires. Focus on what you do love, and let's be grateful for what we already have in our lives, okay? Because you taking care of yourself and you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world, yay! Kisses and hugs, love and light. Mwah.